You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's check in now on the agricultural weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrible. Good afternoon to you, Eric.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us. Tell me a little bit about what you see in the week ahead. Looks like the weather's going to get nicer, or at least cooler.
Yeah, it's been pretty funny. We've been waiting for a good answer about what this next week's weather is going to look like, because the models have had really, really low skill in forecasting this cool down that's coming. At times they stretch it out for several days, and other times they say it's not coming in. So there's been a lot of trouble forecasting this cool down, but we finally have an answer. The trough that's going to come across the middle part of the country is right now setting up over the western United States, and as it gets here toward the end of the weekend, it's going to help drag a big cold front through the area, and not only is that going to drop our temperatures back down into the 70s, very, very close to what they should be for this time of year, but it's also going to bring some more rain and storms through the area. But the big question has always been, how long is this cool down going to last? And the latest model projections don't have it lasting much beyond about September 30th. And that's because we have another big ridge that kind of builds up through the Great Plains and spreads east toward the end of next week. And what that does is that brings us back up into the lower, maybe even the middle 80s. So while I think this is maybe summer's last hurrah with, you know, middle 90 temperatures, we are going to stay warmer than average, maybe for the first week of October. And again, that's all because we have this what we call a wave train. We have these troughs followed by ridges that keep moving through the system and really prevent us from getting stuck into one pattern for quite some time. So one of the things that this really makes me concerned about is, what is the rain going to look like as it comes through this weekend? Because, you know, we've had some incredible rains over the last 3 days in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. They've been soaked. We're talking 5, 6, 7 inches of rain. Some rivers around there reaching record levels. And so with this next system as it comes through, it's going to drag that front on through there and, again, bring more rain to that area and also to us. But the good news is that after this system moves through and we get that ridge that builds back in at the end of next week, we could see another dry down. I know a lot of farmers are out there trying to get in the fields, trying to get as much done as they can before this rain gets here this weekend. It looks like they're going to have another decent chance for harvest after this weekend's rain kind of comes through.
Anything else happening in our part of the world that we need to be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's something that might be moving into our part of the world. You know, meteorologists all across the planet right now are really focused in on this tropical wave that's coming off of Africa. Now, what that means is that tropical wave has the potential to develop into a hurricane should it get into the right part of the open Atlantic. Well, anyways, as that system is moving across, we're right now forecasting it get into the Caribbean, where the conditions are nearly perfect for hurricane development. Now, why I'm bringing this up is that some model forecasts keep taking that, you know, potential, that potential developing system right up into the lower Mississippi River Valley, which could really have an impact. Now, my forecast confidence in this is really, really low at this stage, but it's something that we have to be watching, because, you know, we just reached the peak of the hurricane season just a few days ago, and so there's a lot of it still left over. And speaking of tropics, we can't forget about Brazil. We've had quite a bit of precipitation spreading back through the northern parts of Brazil, which have been very, very dry going into this upcoming planting time. So this will help bring the water storage back up in the soils, help alleviate that drought. So it looks like they're going to have a decent start to their growing season, given the rains have already returned.
Thanks so much for taking the time with me today. We'll talk with you again in 1 week.
Great, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrible from Research Park, right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Joins us each and every Friday afternoon.